Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, is the beat writer in the heart of Giants Nation. Nobody beats the biz. Chris Bisignano. Ooh, buddy. That was a rough one yesterday. We thought going into these two games with the Texans and the Lions that you wanted to be 8-2 going into Dallas. And not only are they not 8-2, but they suffered some what I think are crippling injuries, additional injuries to this team, dude. To a team that already had a number of injuries. And coming out of that game, man, look, everybody's upset and everybody's really beaten up. But to me, the story is now that you're going into Dallas without your number one corner, without your best receiver or second best receiver, you could say. And it's just, Chris, how much more can this team take with regard to losing guys each week and going against these now superior opponents? Let's face it. These opponents we're going to be facing in the coming month or month or two are superior for the most part. And they're going in with this team, Chris. Not a lot of good came out of yesterday, Chris. That's all, man.
No, you're right. It didn't. And now you're losing impact guys. You know, Adoree's your top corner.
Yeah.
And Faber Moreau, we don't even know about him either. I mean, this is a short turnaround, 3 days rest.
Yeah.
Moreau left yesterday, so they're probably going to go definitely without one corner, probably both starting corners.
Yep.
Against a pretty explosive attack.
Yeah.
You're losing guys up front. You're losing guys. You lost a guy that was in there for Neal. I mean, you had to put Pert in there. You got guys up front. Feliciano's playing really hurt. So Gates might have to jump in. So, it's quite a challenge. Look, besides the loss, you also got... I mean, Jerry, I never see anything like it, man. It seemed like every 2 minutes I was tweeting, all right, so-and-so out, questionable, downgraded to out, something like that. And the injuries just continue to pile up as we head into December here. And like you said, dude, you're playing 4 straight NFC East opponents. You're going to be playing the Eagles twice. You got all of a sudden the Washington team that's playing really well.
Yep.
And of course, Dallas in a couple of days. And we talk about it all the time. It's how quickly a season can turn, man. And you look at it before the Detroit game, you're thinking playoffs, right?
Yeah.
And now you look at it, and with all these injuries against these opponents coming up, and you say to yourself,
how are we going to make the playoffs?
Are we going to win more than one game the rest of the year?
It's amazing.
So, like Dable said after the game, dude. 3 turnovers, 0 for them. You're not going to win.
Yep.
Okay? Their magic formula of red zone defense and third down defense did not come through yesterday.
Yep.
Okay? They got shredded in the red zone, 4-5 for the Lions. And in third down, the Lions was 6-13.
Yep.
And that's, I asked Julian Love after the game in his presser, that you guys have been great at that. What happened? It was a game of Jamal Williams rushing, third down plays. They were getting some third down plays. The Lions played a hell of a game, a team that's been playing well. And you can't, the Giants are in no position to turn the ball over and not get any turnovers. I see people out there too. Let's kill this theory right off the bat. Giants won flat. It wasn't a track game. Does everybody remember they were up 6-3 in the second quarter?
Yeah.
And the Hutchinson interception turned it around.
Totally.
Okay?
Totally.
And then it basically went downhill from there.
Yeah.
So they weren't flat. Nobody was looking ahead to Dallas. It was a combination of, you know, it was a 6-3 game, and Daniel throws the interception. And I tell you what.
Yeah.
That can't happen. I get it. I get it, Jerry. He was fooled. But that play by Aiden Hutchinson, now that I look at it, and it was on Twitter. I didn't look at it, coach's film yet. I saw it on Twitter. I didn't realize it at the game, Jerry. But that was an incredible play by Aiden Hutchinson. Yeah. He actually went. I don't think I've ever seen that. Like, TJ Watt does it a lot, but he'll take one step, drop back into that zone coverage. He took like two steps across the line, backed up, and then makes a leaping, you know, reaching up, you know, making the interception. Daniel got fooled. Don't get me wrong, but I could see a lot of experienced quarterbacks getting fooled in that one. I'm telling you.
I'll tell you what, dude. When that interception happened, I didn't – there was – the reaction even in – I was at the game. The reaction even in the stands was like, wow, this – you know, this wasn't a – it wasn't like, how could you throw that? It was more like, wow, that kid made a great play, man. Kid made a great play. I didn't think anything of it. I just thought, holy crap, man. Stepping back like that, clearly didn't see him. He was going for Slayton, so.
Yeah, that kind of turned it around. The Lions scored after that. You got a bad punt. The Lions scored another short field. And on the Hodgins fumble, they scored another short field. You know, it wasn't like the Lions offense shredded them. They only had like 325 yards.
And to be honest, let's be honest, Chris, dropped interceptions. Couple dropped interceptions too.
Yeah, Julian was one of them. Got over there, couldn't hold on. I mean, we've seen that with Julian in the past. Right. He's had some balls in his hands.
Right.
Didn't come down with him.
You know, I think it was Flott that came over. It looked like he could have had a pick six if he caught that ball. I think it was Flott. That's the thing. Yeah. You know, I couldn't tell. But he's just not making the plays when they're there. I didn't think they came out flat either, Chris. I don't think that was the consensus. I think it was more like, wow, they're stopping Barkley. What do we do now? And we didn't have an answer for me. That's how I looked at it. It's very simplistic, dude. But that's what I go to on offense. It's, oh, wow, Barkley's not doing anything. They're stopping him. What do we do now? Mm-hmm. Shit. Can we throw? And Jones threw for 324. A lot of it was late. I get it. I don't think Daniel Jones was not the problem yesterday. It was just, you know, there were turnovers and we didn't take advantage of things. But, you know, without Barkley, you almost wonder if this is the kind of game that helps or hurts Barkley's long-term contract with the Giants, because look what this team has. Look what this team does when he can't run the ball. There's nothing. So, 15 for 22? It was a disaster from the start. Dude, I know they went up 6-3, but as soon as that interception happened, you could feel it, and they couldn't do anything, man.
Yeah, it was funny. When the Lions went down and kicked the field goal, the Giants go 3-and-out beginning of the game, right? Yeah. And the Lions go down to kick that field goal.
Yep.
I said to the guy that left me, I said, ooh, there's something about this game. I got a bad feeling.
And was that the same drive as O'Shane Zimmon has got called for 15 too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the 15-yard
penalty,
and the Lions wind up kicking the field goal. The Giants come down to get, you know, they get the touch. But it was just something about it. I said, oh, I'm getting a bad feeling in this game. And the person next to me goes, Chris, come on, it's the first quarter. You know, we've seen the Giants. I said, I don't know. I hope I'm wrong. And the Giants took a 6-3 lead. And then the interception, and went downhill from there. And the person next to me goes, yeah, man, you hit that one in the head. I said, dude, I told you. There's something about the feeling of this game.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was a feeling in the stands, Jerry, but it was just something about it, right?
I'll tell you what. You know when it happened, Chris? The missed extra point with it. Oh, no. Oh, no. So you caught it before, but as soon as Gannon missed the extra point, it was, oh, God, here we go. Then they stop him. Right. And then when he threw the pick, it was, oh, this is going to be a bad day. You could just feel it.
He just kind of had that feeling. Hey, look, you can't, like you said, you kind of wonder now how long they could hold on to this red zone magic.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, is this the beginning of the downfall of a not a very talented defense that's been playing incredible in the red zone? Is this the beginning, you know, of not playing? And Jerry, look, in the past games, you know, they were in the red zone 5 times. The past games, it's been 1 of 5.
Yeah, right.
Difference, right? Giants win games, close games, because what? It kept the other team from getting in the end zone. Well, this game they didn't.
Yep.
And they lost 31 by 13 points.
Yeah.
That's the difference. You know, this team isn't talented enough to overcome stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're not talented enough to overcome stuff like that.
Amazon or UPS?
Actually, neither. I don't know why. So
nice.
Maybe she's pissed off too. I don't know. So
she's like, don't forget about to talk about the injuries.
Right. Right. So and then the injuries and Dallas in a couple of days.
Yeah.
And look, the Lions took advantage of this situation. You know, I'm talking about Saquon, Jerry. So I was speaking I put it on Twitter a little while ago. I was speaking with Lions linebacker Alex Anzalone after the game.
Yep.
I have a connection with him through a friend. So he was waiting for me to, after the game, and I said to him, I said, Alex, you know, what the hell did you guys do? Saquon, you know, you guys are 31st coming in the game. What the F, you know?
Yeah.
And he said, he goes, Chris, honestly, we didn't do anything different. You know, he goes, we just whipped them up front. We whipped them, you know? He goes, we filled gaps. We won our gap battles. He goes, I didn't do any different. It wasn't like we all right, we're going to try this totally different thing coming into this game. You know, and he just said that, you know, we just beat them up front. Yeah. You know, we beat them in the gaps. They went to zone runs a little bit more, which was a surprise, he said. And it didn't. And we just beat them. You know, it's football, Jerry. You got to beat your man, brother, you know?
Yeah.
And he did.
Were you surprised to see Shane Lemieux get, what, 30-something snaps yesterday?
Well, he started, yeah.
No, I mean, were you surprised that he started even? Like, I don't know.
No.
Okay.
No, I wasn't because, look, I see, you know, Giants, look, he was up to speed. Bobby Johnson and Brian Daboll, that was their guy going into camp.
Yeah, that's right.
They felt he was up to speed.
Yeah.
They went with him.
Yeah.
But they also got him out after he was playing horrible.
Yeah, he had I think PFF gave him a 0.0. Poor, I mean, he's really
shame. Well, he was horrible. Yeah, let's face it. Yeah. He was terrible.
Shame.
In the run game. He gave up the sack, which was never his forte. Pass pro is something he always got, you know?
Right.
And no, look, did it backfire? Because you're stuck with Ezekiel and then maybe work Lemieux enough? They decided to go with their guy who they liked, and it backfired on him. You know, I mean, he didn't play well. He got him out of there for Ezekiel in the second half. I'm not going to Monday morning quarterback.
Oh, no, I don't mean it like that.
I see it all over. Oh, how could you go with Lemieux? That was their guy. You know?
I guess I was just a little surprised that it was almost... I don't know. Shane Lemieux was a guy who I thought was going to be battling for that spot. I know you said you thought he was going to lock.
Oh, he was their number one guy too.
It's not like Andrew Thomas coming back where you're like, all right, you're back at left tackle. This was more like, oh, okay, he's going to play. Trust me, I'm not questioning much Daboll did in that game. I just thought they beat our asses.
Jerry, for a team that was horrible defensively. They won against the run, bro.
Couldn't do anything against them.
You couldn't do anything against them in a run. You know, and you see what happens when Saquon gets shut down. It's a different ball game.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. You know, I was just telling you, I was talking to the Lions linebacker. And he basically... here's UPS now, folks. Okay? He basically said, you know, when we went up, you know, 24-6, we knew it was... probably over, you know, because the Giants just don't have that offense to come back like that, you know, and it's true.
Yeah.
You know, so, look, Daniel, you know, look, Galladay had a couple plays, you know, you got to hope he kind of kicks it up, maybe contributes a little bit more.
Can I add one thing to the Galladay thing? Those were not sarcastic cheers, dude. It was, just if anyone's wondering, I thought it was more like, let's get going, Kenny, let's get going. It was very, like, supportive, so.
Oh, really?
I really do, dude. I do not think, listen, you're in the upper, when you're in the upper level, that's where the sarcasm comes out, right? Like, that's the.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
I didn't feel it at all. I mean, I thought it was more supportive than anything else, so let's get him going, dude.
Yeah, we'll see, so.
So you're listening to the Giant Insider Podcast with Chris Bisignano and Jerry Foley. Available on sometimes Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. I'm really good at these ad-lib commercials.
Yeah, thank you, Jerry, because my dog is going crazy. I mean, I just can't get a break with these damn podcasts. It's amazing. I am going to call UPS and say, do not come to my house in the middle of the day anymore. Okay?
That's awesome.
It's so damn annoying. Anyway. I mean, it's just like, you just can't make this. Anyway, so... we were talking about, you know, the Giants just don't have that offense to come back from a deficit like that. You know, and like you said, Galladay, I thought it was a sarcastic cheer, to be honest with you, but you're telling me it feels different. So try to lift it.
Yeah.
You're going to need him, dude. You're going to need him, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Wandale, I mean, you know, you saw what he can do in this game, right? And you're like, oh, here we go. Maybe the game's starting to slow down for him. You know, the connection with him and Jones seems to be there. He was open a lot, right? Like you could see how wide open he was, and you're thinking, oh, man, this is – you know, finally, like, this is why they draft him. Like, you know, you see him in practice, and you're like, watch Wandale. Eventually, he's going to you know, it's going to click for him, and he's going to be really good for this offense. Well, we're seeing it yesterday, and of course, the worst of the worst, dude, torn ACL, out for the year. Like, Giants, come on, guys. Like, let's. You know, I know you're going to do something in the off season, but this turf, I'm so sick of it, Chris. It's sickening, man.
Yep. Hey, I've been saying it for the longest time, man. You know, people try to come back. Well, look at the percentage of injuries. There's really not much difference. Hey, guys, whoever says those idiotic things, I see people on Twitter all the time. Well, look at the percentage of injuries. There's really not much. You know, you can't really. Guys, I talk to these players. When players say this turf sucks and turf sucks, they should never have a turf field. I mean, what more do you want?
Right. Right.
What more do you need?
Yeah.
You know? You know, some people always like to be different on Twitter. Oh, I'm going to challenge every point that's made. You know what I mean? You know, people love to be like that. But when you're talking to the actual players and that are telling you, we wish we never played on a turf field again. And now the Giants are going to, you know, after that movement last week, now the Giants are going to change the turf to another artificial turf. I mean.
Yeah, what is artificial grass even?
I mean,
right?
I don't know, man. Artificial. Dude, if it's not grass, I don't want to hear it.
Right.
How many more guys you got to lose?
Right.
I don't know what to say. What are you going to do? I understand you got the stupid Jets playing in the same stadium, but that's the deal that Giants, Maris, and Johnson's made. Oh, we're going to be in one stadium, you know. So now, guess what? Now you're going to have turf the rest of your NFL career.
Yeah, yeah. And the investment you need to protect the most, you're not going to be able to. So great. Great.
Yeah. So Wandell, getting to your point, he was starting to fight, right? I mean, here's a kid. You looked at him and said, okay, now, hey, this kid's going to be a difference maker now the rest of the year.
Yep.
And bam. Out for the season. And Jerry, you know, it's November, bro. End of November. What are you looking at now? You're looking at him starting probably next season on a PUP list.
Yeah, exactly. I thought the same thing. I'm like, wow, this is a November ACL. A late November ACL. So, he's not going to be available till, you know, August, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah. And unfortunately, unless the kid pulls a Shep-like kind of return, and, you know, you can't really expect that.
Right.
If he's only human, you know, I mean, he's human, the kid. You expect him to be on the PUP list for next year.
Yep.
You know, start off the season. Unfortunately, it's just incredible. So, now let's get into the Dory Jackson thing. Okay. When Dory took over 2 weeks ago to punt return responsibilities, Jerry, what was your feeling? What did you think, honestly? Did you like the move?
I can't Monday morning quarterback it yet. I didn't love it, but I thought. I'll say, I didn't love it, but since it's punts and not kickoffs, I was more okay with it. I understood why they did it. That's all. That's what I'll say.
Well, you know, I think Brian Daboll is unfairly being destroyed over this.
Yeah.
Destroyed.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just sense it in the questions. You could sense it in, you know, people writing articles.
Yeah.
Like, this was, like, the worst move in the history of the NFL. Well, I'm sorry, dude.
Deion Sanders did it too, guys.
I mean, there's starters all over the league that receive punts.
Yep.
I remember Antonio Brown did it for years.
Right. We did it with Odell for a while.
Okay. Odell returned punts.
Deshaun.
I understand it's a key starter, but it's football.
Yeah.
The Giants felt they needed a shot in the arm. I mean, you know, I'm reading things like, oh, why would you do that? There's only been one punt return all year, and that was yesterday against the Jets. Like, are you kidding me?
And Chris, real quick, not only a shot in the arm, but you needed ball security. The problem with James is he fumbled twice. Who the hell else was going to do it? Like, Darnay Holmes, I can't tell you who else can catch punts on that team. You can because you go to practice and shit. I can't tell you. I would guess Darnay Holmes, but I don't know.
So it's he's iffy.
Right, right. Yeah, may as well just put Evan Neal back there. Maybe he can try it. I don't know.
I mean... So they felt that, you know, they needed a shot in the arm in a return game.
Yeah.
Ball security. Adoree's done it before. He did it successfully in the past. And, I'm not going to sit here and bash Daboll because he felt, you know, he did something he felt he needed to do to give the Giants the best shot of winning games. Yeah, and especially in an offense that scores, you know, 19 a game, whatever it is.
We need all the points. We need all the field position
right.
we can get.
So I'm sorry. Like Daboll said after the game, it's football. It could happen.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't have any regrets doing it. You know, this isn't a Frank Sinatra song, regrets, I have a few. No, he felt that was the best. I'm not going to, look, this is football. I've seen it a million times where coaches went to one of their starters, receivers, whoever it might be, to try to give this team a shot in the arm, you know?
Yeah.
And I know so many people are destroying them over it. I'm not.
No.
Okay? It's football. Injuries could happen anyway. and all that. And unfortunately, it happened to the Giants yesterday.
Yeah, this is different than putting your, you know, when Seahorn was your best player, right? Arguably your best player that year, putting him on a kickoff return in preseason. That's a little different. Punt returns. That's why I said, man, I didn't love it, but it was like, well, what else are we going to do? And it's a punt, guys. It's not a kickoff, right? You can fair catch the ball. There have been guys in the past, Deion Sanders, Darryl Green. Like you said, Chris, needed a bunch more. Number one guys. Odell did it when we wanted him to do something, right? Like, oh, we need a big play here. Put Odell back there, right? That's when you would do that. Antonio Brown, you know, these guys, it's a lot of times you'll put a dynamic player like that. So, dude, I didn't I'm not going to kill Dable for that.
Hey, look, Jerry, just quickly before we wrap up that point.
Yeah.
Look, the thing with Seahorn, I know everybody right away, look at Seahorn, you know? That was friggin' preseason.
Right.
That was the most asinine move I've ever seen. Why? Because it was preseason.
Right.
If Dable did this with Adoree in a preseason game against New England in August, I would be like, what the hell are you doing?
Right.
This was a regular season game. These are regular season games. Right. If Seahorn would have blew out his knee in a regular season game after having some successful kickoff returns and he felt, you know, he could go to the house, I'd be like, okay, it's football. What do I want me to tell you?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That was preseason. It's a different animal. This is a regular season game 10 for the Giants, you know?
You know what?
I don't have a problem with it. I'm sorry.
We're going to take a break.
You can disagree. And Jerry, I get people to disagree. I get your point. I really do. I don't think it's fair to Dable that he's getting destroyed over it. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. We're going to take a break and be right back. I got a question for you, Chris. You jarred my memory a little bit here. All right, guys, you're listening to the Giant Insider Podcast. We're going to take a break and be right back.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
And we're back. You are listening to the Giant Insider Podcast with Chris Bisignano and Nobody Beats the Biz and Jerry Foley. All right, Chris, so say we're in the conference championship game and goes into overtime and they're kicking the ball off to us. Is that a situation where you would put Saquon Barkley back there?
Well, if he was practicing and working up to it, yeah.
Right, agree. That's why I asked.
Do you agree?
That's why I asked, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's times where it calls for that, yeah.
Right. Like, that's something, like, if you're in a conference championship game and they're thinking about it, that's something they're going to work on and practice during the week.
Yeah.
And you might not even know it.
Right.
Right? They might even keep it from us in the media portion. They might not even put it out in the media portion.
Yeah.
To make sure we don't see it. That's what happens sometimes, right?
Right.
And if that's what they're thinking, and all of a sudden, in a championship... Jerry, forget about championship game. It could be a playoff game. Say it's a wild card.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say it's a game for... Jerry, better yet, forget about the playoffs. Say it's a game for the division. You need a game to try to win a division.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And all of a sudden, you see 26 back there. Would you have a problem with that?
No. You're going for it. No way. Would not have a problem with it.
You're going for the win. You're going for the big return. You know, that's people, oh my God, what are you doing? And Saquon's running down the right side. And then people are like, oh my God, yeah, what a great move. Right. You know what I mean? So, no, I wouldn't have a problem. It's football. Yeah. I'm sorry, it's football.
Yeah, and I blame the turf a lot more still. So, there you go. I'm not blaming Dable for this. So,
Jerry, out of curiosity, because I couldn't really see it. Did he get rolled up on, or was it a cut? How did Adoree hurt?
It happened so fast.
Oh, you were at the game. I'm sorry, dude. I forgot you were at the game.
Yeah, I don't know.
I forgot you were at the game.
It was,
too.
Oh, he's out now? And then, yeah. I don't know. So,
when he walked to the sidelines, Jerry, I don't know if you saw it.
Oh, yeah, he was limping.
Excuse me.
You could see it.
No, he was limping, and he went into the tent, right?
Yeah.
First, he didn't want to go into the tent. I was watching him with my binoculars. First, he didn't want to go into the tent. Then they convinced him to go in the tent. Mm. When he came out of the tent, Jerry, and he slammed his helmet down, I said to myself, oh, my God.
Yeah, they know.
It's all bad.
Yeah.
It's all bad. you know, he knows he did something.
Four to 6 weeks. That's the rest of the season, dude.
I mean, it's depending on how he heals up, it could very possibly be.
Oh my God.
Or you get him back for that Eagle game, last game of the year, or maybe, if you're lucky, Jerry, you get him back for the Indy game in January, New Year's Day.
Chris, I'm going to say right now, that Indy game is going to be win and get in. That's what's going to happen with that game. So when I brought that up and then you said, how about a playoff game or to get in win the division? I'm telling you right now, dude, if it's win to get in and you want to put Saquon back there to return a kick, I would do it if it was overtime or something like that. But I think that game is going to end up being win and get in. So that's my little prediction.
It's very possible. Anyway. A very tough game's coming up, but we'll see what happens. You know, it's tough because these injuries too, bro.
Oh, God. That's what's killing it, man. Like, and that's the thing, Chris. I can't get mad at this team. I just don't because they're just not that talented. Even when they lose a game yesterday, I'm pissed that we went. Freezing, by the way. Freezing. Coldest day to go tailgating.
I don't know how you did it. I was freezing walking into the stadium.
Freezing my ass off all game, all tailgate. Got there like, quarter after eight. Ridiculous, right?
You got there that early?
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. With that wind, you must have been frozen.
Dude, I set up the flag. It was like, I couldn't even get it in the flagpole. It was hilarious. But you were frozen. And look, I'm pissed they lost. I'm aggravated they lost. But I'm not mad at this team because I know what they are. You can't look at this team and say, well, we should have won this game. Or we should. Guys, we're not that good. And then when you get injured, now you have backups to backups that are in for guys that are starters who aren't that great. Like, I don't know what to expect, right? Like, what should I expect? I expect a well-coached team because that's what Dable's given us so far. But beyond Saquon, beyond our quarterback, who I like, a couple guys on defense, some guys don't really, some guys aren't doing much, but it is what it is. This is our team now. I mean, I don't know.
Like who's not doing much?
I brought it up last week, and now it seems to be a little bit of a trend.
I noticed you slipped that in there. Well, some guys aren't doing much. Okay, name a few.
This is where I get buffoonish.
Are you going Mr. Thibodeau or that?
Well, when I watch the other guy who was picked two make that kind of play, I get jealous. That's all. I'm a little jealous. That's it.
Hey, look, Jerry, I got you back at this one because I put it on Twitter last night. I said, listen, Thibodeau's got to start kicking it up a little bit here. Yeah. We need some sacks now. You know what I mean?
I know Wink Martindale speaks so highly of him, and that's great. I get it. But the eye test, I'm like, all right. I don't know, man. I'm not seeing it. And I brought it up a little bit last week. Like, I was a little disappointed so far. And after a game like yesterday, when you see the number two pick did what he did, you're just like, oh, come on, Kayvon. Come on. Anyway.
Yeah, but no, look, you can say it. I'll say it. I said it last night on Twitter. Yeah. We need some more production out of the fifth overall pick right now.
Do we ever? Man.
We do. I mean, I'm not. I hate comparing, but like you said, Hutchinson's got. Forget about the two picks, which is incredible. He's also got five and a half sacks.
Right.
So we need some production out of our number one pick, fifth overall. Yeah. He's not that he's playing bad football.
No,
but
he's not bad.
He's also there to get to that pocket, right? Get in that pocket.
Yeah.
And he's, the last few games, he's been invisible, basically. You know what I mean?
And before anyone goes nuts on Twitter, guys, no one's saying bust. Not saying that. Because I know people run with that. Oh, he's a bust. No, he's not. Let's be rational here. I just want him to do a little more. That's all.
Yeah, we got to get a little more production out of him.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm sure most people will agree with that. I don't know how many people liked that tweet I put out last night.
You didn't get too many arguments, Chris.
But I noticed I didn't get, because I looked quickly later on in the night, and I noticed not many people were like, oh, come on, Chris, slow down. Most of it's like, oh, yeah, we've got to get a little bit more out of this kid now. It's week, he's played eight games.
Right.
It's going to be week 11, game 11 next week. And we got to get a little bit more out of Thibodeau now, bro.
Yeah, we do.
We got to get a little bit more out of Thibodeau now. He's got to get in it. We need this kid more now. We need some more production.
Absolutely.
Right, Jerry? Right. We need some more production now.
Yep.
And that's what it is.
Especially with those two monsters in the middle that you have on your line. I mean, they are monsters right now.
Right, right. So come on. So for Kayvon, got to get some more production,
Yeah.
Because the Giants, look at yesterday, Jerry. Zero sacks.
Yeah.
Three hits.
That's terrible.
I mean, that's just not getting there. Just not getting there.
No.
So hopefully we get Aziz back for the Washington game. I don't expect him this week in a short go around.
Yeah, I don't either. And even if he plays, what's he going to do against that line?
Yeah, I mean, you look for him and you eyeing up the Washington game. Maybe he could get in there, and get some production going on. But Thibodeau's got to get it going a little bit more, man.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good offensive line. Don't get me wrong. They got good tackles. They only allowed, I think, 15 sacks going in. But still, dude, zero sacks, three hits.
That's not good.
A couple times, Goff had all the time in the world. You know, and part of Jared Goff's game was those deep crosses. I was watching him on, you know, watching him previous games. He was always like that. And they hit him with that big deep cross, and I really hurt them. I think it was the Khalif Raymond of all people.
Right.
Or maybe it was the St. Brown. I don't remember exactly. But, you know, but the point I'm getting at is for that play to develop, you got to sit in the pocket, bro. You need some time. And they're just not getting there. You know, Leo had a hit. You know, Dexter, I think, had a hit yesterday, too. And Zimmer has had a couple of pressures. One was, what did he hit him? I guess he hit him up high there, one rough in the
Yeah, that's the thing. They don't show the replay. That's why I like when I'm home, because I can see the replay. And then when you ask me these questions.
Did you show it in the stadium?
No, I didn't see it. I looked at the screens. If they showed it, I missed it. But a lot of times when it's against the Giants, they don't show it.
Honestly, Jerry, I caught it quick on a replay up in the, on a TV up in the booth. It looked like he just like grazed his neck or head area, you know. But it's a call. They're going to call it.
They're going to call it every time.
They're going to call it, Jerry, if they see it up by that neck and head. You know that, dude. So that kept the drive going, right?
Yep.
And that's it. They're not good enough to make these mistakes and overcome and win a game. And so they're 7-3. And I got to be honest with you, dude. I was talking to some beat guys yesterday. We were bullshitting after the game. And, ooh, man, just not a good feeling right now.
Not at all.
The general consensus is like, you could see them maybe losing 4-5. Nobody lost 2 out of 3 now, right? You could see it being 4-5 and struggling, maybe even getting a wild card now.
Oh, but I agree.
That's why you played them. Just tough challenges, Jerry, you had. Now you got the NFC East, and it's not a dog crap division. You know, it's Dallas. Look, Dallas is Dallas. They'll lay an egg, like we said. Well, this is Dallas. Look, they lost in Green Bay, a team again. And then they turned around yesterday. They beat Minnesota by 37 points. And they're a better football team than the Giants. So you expect them to whip up on the Giants. But that's why you played them.
So,
you
know, Chris, I always re-listen, obviously, for the pick segment just to see how we did. And our enthusiasm about that Dallas Vikings game was like, they're going to be 6-4. We're going to be 8-2. And it's like, oh, my God, what a 180. Everything's changed.
Yeah. Boom. Changed, like this league always does. Right? And the Eagles came real close to losing.
Yeah, they should have lost.
You know, and they struggled. They had to come from behind and win against a Colts team that seems to be fired up behind Jeff Saturday, which is not good either when the Giants played them, because these guys are not laying down here. These guys are playing really hard for Saturday.
Yeah.
And they could have won that game yesterday easily. They got some turnovers, and then Jalen Hurts let them down the field. You know, and so it's going to be quite a challenge. Look, miss extra points. I could tell you this, Jerry. I'm not making excuses. Either was Graham Gano. Dude was sick as a dog.
I was gonna ask you that. Not just Gano, was that was going around the locker room. Like, I hate to say this and ask this, but did that have anything to do with yesterday? I gotta ask.
No, I mean, Gano was really the only. Thibodeau had it for one day. He was fine.
Okay, all right.
It was pretty funny. I'm glad I didn't get it, Jerry, because last Wednesday I interviewed Gano, and he goes, excuse me, and he stood like a little bit apart because he says, I must be coming down with something. I don't feel that right. Thank God. I'm glad I didn't get it. Just talking to him for 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
But he got progressively worse, dude. He had a mask on in the locker room after the game. He said he received numerous IVs.
I saw like the picture you put of his arm.
He's got a bad flu. You know, it looks like he's got the bad flu. He's got a bad case of the flu.
Yeah.
And look, he didn't make excuses, dude. He says, I don't care. I played. I got to make him. You know, one looked like somebody got their hand on it, kind of whipped it right. And the other one was just a miss. The winds were really whipping up down there. As you know, Jerry, he's sitting up top.
They were whipping through you.
It was pretty funny, dude, because, you know, before the game, Banks, you know, they all go down the field, and Banks came back up, and I said the call, and Bob Pop, I said, yo, the winds are bad. How's the winds actually on the field? And they're like, yo, it is whipping down here, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, crap. And I saw Gano in the pregame trying to make 46-yarders, 50, and their ball a couple of times just whipping the other way. And I was like, oh, this is going to be real. If it comes down to his leg, this is going to be tough, you know?
Yeah.
But that, you know, obviously extra points, no, you got to make them.
Yep.
You know, he felt like crap, but no excuse. When you play, you got to produce.
Yeah.
So just a bad day. I asked Dable about the special teams today, Jerry, because, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, dude, but Jamie Gillen's getting on my nerves.
You're not wrong. Oh, God, is he ever. Another clunker, man. Like, another 25-yarder. Jeez, my God. Like you said, now you're starting to see why the Browns got rid of him.
I mean, he's just getting on my nerves with the inconsistency. You know, Jerry, you just... I asked Dable about that this morning on his press. You know, Jamie with the inconsistency, the special teams, could you talk about that? You know, Dable's just like, we got to get better. You know, he's not going to get into it too much, but I felt I needed to bring it up for Giants Nation and the fans that are listening, like, because I'm sure most fans are like, Chris, please, or somebody please ask Dable about this friggin' Gillen and the special teams, you know? Yeah. And look, folks, I do it. I know I'm not going to get much of an answer, but you still, you know, there's some questions you got to ask. You never know, you know, what it might, sometimes you get a little feel of what they're thinking, you know? Yeah. Like we did with Adoree a couple weeks ago. You kind of had the feeling that Adoree was going to be returning punts.
Right.
And I was, you know, sometimes a coach, you know, he got to put a guy, throw a guy under the bus, but he'll be like, yeah, we got to get much better at that position. And what I get out of that, why I ask these questions sometimes, folks, is because when you hear that answer, right away you start thinking, hey, they might bring a guy in this week for a little competition. That's why I do it.
Yeah. Right.
But Dable didn't get into it. He just says we got to get better in that position, better overall. Which, hey, dude, special teams really hasn't been good this year. Goodell's been great, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Except for, you know, obviously yesterday, the extra points. But Gillen's been too inconsistent, Jerry. Between punts down the middle, short punts that shortens the field, the Lions scored after that. Got to get better, bro.
That's another thing I was saying in the offseason. Like, you need a punter. You're going to need a punt returner, a slash kickoff returner. Like, that's going to have to be added to this roster, and whether it's draft or free agency, but... You know, you got to bring in, whether it's this year or next year, you got to bring in competition for punting, man, because I can't take any more of this.
Oh, Jerry, they will.
Yeah.
Jerry, don't listen, Jerry, don't even discount it for the rest of the year, bring in
the
guy.
That's the thing, like you say, the things that get on your nerves, like the things that does, right? There's no excuse for that. Like, we need to have, I just punt it out of bounds between the 1 and the 20. I'm not even going to try for the 1 and 10 anymore. Just 1 and 20. Just get it inside the 20, Jamie. Just 1, that's it.
You know what's funny, Jerry? The Jets game yesterday.
Yeah.
Belichick drafted that kid in the third round.
Yeah.
He was a third round pick because he led the nation, or he had a set of record in NCAA for punt returns, kickoff returns. Freaking Belichick, he saw something in him, right? He used a third round in that kid, and guess what? That kid won him a football game now.
And put him in first place or tied or the Jets are in last now, whatever that is, but it beat them twice now, dude. That's huge.
But that's a big win.
Yeah.
Here's his draft pick, I know he's a dime or a nickel corner too, but specifically Bill drafted him for the special teams.
Yeah.
And he won a game for them. I'm not saying let's go out and spend a third round on this, but I'm just saying, but
it's important.
That's how important it is, right? You're not getting any production out of that spot.
Yep.
Where, you know, a kid like that, Marcus jumped for the Patriots, wins a game for them, you know? So Giants got to get, you know, look, I expect that be upgraded, you know, Jerry, you know, next year, because right now they're just not getting much out of those two positions, you know, and then Jamie Gillen's, oh my God.
And it's so important when you're talking about field position for an offense that really can't move the ball, right? Like, this is why it's even more important. You can't even, it's tough to play field position with this punter, and you're not going to get any good returns. So it's an Achilles heel now. It is what it is. All right, dude, we have to get into Dallas now, right? A little bit?
Yeah.
This is a 2-for-1 podcast, if you will.
Yeah, yeah. Short turnaround, so we got to cover it.
Let's get into Dallas. Oh, my God, this game's in 3 days.
Yeah, this might give you a little agita for your Thanksgiving turkey, as we like to say. Obviously, after the bad taste in the mouth in Green Bay, they quickly erased. Micah Parsons yesterday was like unbelievable. He was like, he couldn't block him. So just a great game. Dallas is going to feel real good about this. They match up real well against the Giants too, man. And Dak coming off a great game. Tony Pollard is better than Zeke Elliott.
Better.
I said when the Giants, when they played them early in the year, I said, dude, I'm not really worried about, right, Jerry? Remember, I was like, I'm more worried about Tony Pollard than Zeke Elliott.
Yep.
Well, not only is Tony Pollard running the ball well, but yesterday they ISO'd him up on linebackers. And God bless Jordan Hicks. He was always a good run stop and make a lot of tackles. But, man, he can't cover anybody. And they got him ISO'd. And Tony Pollard, you know, two long receiving. They're going to try to do that against the Giants. You know that. Micah McFadden really struggled yesterday, dude. Jalen Smith is Jalen Smith. You know, do some good. We talked about him before.
Yeah.
But they're going to have to. Tony Pollard's a guy. And then you got Zeke who could do some things a little bit, too. And look, C.D. Lamb, Dak played coming off a great game yesterday, 22. He put up Phil Simms-type numbers, 22 or 25, 250-something, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Offensive line playing well. Vikings, they get near Dak yesterday. They ran the ball, the defense, 7 sacks on the Vikings. After Darrisaw went down, man, he really exposed that. Michael was all over the field. I don't mean to scare everybody but as I'm talking, but I don't know what to tell you. I'm just talking facts. It's going to be quite a challenge, dude.
You know, the Dallas was favored by one, and everyone's like, how can they be favored? And it's just sometimes Vegas knows, man. It's a sucker bet, and it's like everyone takes the Vikings, and then 40-3. What utter domination. And that's when the Kirk Cousins has one of those games where I'm like, ah, and there's your Kirk Cousins, right? Like, he's just due for, yeah, he got sacked 7 times, so there was no protection. I'm just saying, like, even when he had a little bit of time, didn't look good. It's just, Dallas is such Jekyll and Hyde. What a Jekyll and Hyde team. They are so loaded with talent. You know you're going to get performances like that. Hopefully, they drank a lot on the plane and they're celebrating. And, you know, maybe they ate a lot of tryptophan in their turkey. I don't know, man. But coming into this week, I'm like, holy cow, dude. What, again, dude, what a turnaround from our last podcast. Like, wow. 72 hours later, this is the feeling in Giants Nation. Like, we are injured, we are battered, and going against an absolute juggernaut who just woke up.
Yeah, yeah, and they beat us early in the year, and they had a lot of sacks on us, and you know, they got guys that get to the quarterback up the butt up front. You know, they lead the league in sacks.
Yeah.
Woo! And the Giants might have to go with Pert, with right tackle. And
I know we have DeMarcus Lawrence on that side there, right?
Yeah, you know, and he's not the only guy, man.
No, I know, but he's usually over there.
No, what I'm saying, you got to worry about Lawrence, who always seems to elevate his game against the Giants, right? He hates the Giants. He had 3 sacks against the Giants the first game of the year. Mm. I'm sure he's good for a deuce or something this game.
Yeah.
And then you got other guys that are doing it, too. Dawnus Armstrong's really having a great year for them, too, man. And Jerry, I mean... I don't know what to tell you. Saquon's going to have to go off in this game and try to slow down that pass rush. They're going to have to do a lot of screens. I like to see him get Saquon out in routes more. They're not really doing that much. And then, you know, they're going to have an unbelievable performance up front by the offensive line. I just don't see it happening. I got to be honest with you. And on defense, both quarters are probably going to be out. You know.
Chris, hang on 1 second. Guys, you're listening to the Giant Insider Podcast. We're going to take a break and come right back with this. Hang on. And we're back. You're listening to the Giant Insider Podcast, hosted by Jerry Foley and Chris Bisignano. Nobody beats the biz. Go ahead, corners. Sorry.
Yeah. Just quite a challenge, man. I just don't see it really happening.
Well, don't make the pick yet.
Yeah, but
let's leave everyone in suspense.
I think you know which way I'm leaning with this, baby. You know, so. What's it going to take? Well, you're going to have to be +3 in turnovers. You're going to have to get some. You know, bad punts, shortened fields, and that's the only shot they're going to, shortened fields, turnovers, that's probably the only way they're going to win this game.
Zone reads, misdirection with Daniel.
Yeah, you're going to have to do things with Daniel. Hopefully, you know, Saquon's going to have a huge game. That's the only way I see them winning this game, dude.
That's the thing. Like, you look at this team and you say, how can they win? Saquon has to absolutely go off. That's it. Mm. And if he doesn't, and we can't turn the ball over.
Hey, look, Jerry, you know, Dallas has given up a lot of yards in the ground the last 3 games. Even yesterday, Dalvin Cook had like 80 yards on something, 15 count, whatever it was, you know, but they had to start throwing the ball because they fell well behind.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like Dallas was shutting down the run game yesterday either. Cook was getting huge chunks on him until they fell behind and they had to throw. And when Cousins starts getting hit in the pocket, forget about it. It's all he has.
Totally
he, you know, he looks like he should be on Dancing with the Stars. He dances. His feet is dancing so much, you know. So that's the chance they have to keep that offense off the field. Hopefully the running game, because Dallas, you know, has been susceptible to the run the last 3 games. And control the clock, get some turnovers. Hopefully get Saquon, maybe Matt Breida, you know, when he's in there for Saquon, get some chunks. Keep that Dak off the field, Jerry, and you have to be in short yard situations, dude. If they're in third and longs, forget about it. Daniel's going to get killed probably. And that's the way you got to win this game. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, we'll make our
pick. You sound pretty enthusiastic.
Oh, boy, we'll make our pick at the end of this segment. But holy crap, dude, I mean, like I said, I mean, it's not like you can't go lower, but with just so many injuries now. Like, oh, God. Injuries upon injuries upon injuries. And you look at the list of injuries, dude. I mean, it real quick, it's absurd, dude. Hang on.
Yeah.
And this is including yesterday, right? In some capacity, some type of injury. Ready? Feliciano, Wandale Robinson, Tyree Phillips, Fabian Moreau, Evan Neal, Adoree Jackson, Azeez Ojulari, Sterling Shepard, McKinney, Daniel Bellinger, McKethan, whatever, Nick Williams, Bredesen, DJ Davidson, Tony Jefferson, Aaron Robinson, Darian Beavers. Okay. Really? Great. Me and the starting cornerback next week, Chris Bisignano, starting middle linebacker, inside linebacker, Jerry Iceman Foley. I mean, come on, dude. Yeah.
This team has just been decimated with injuries year after year, man. It's incredible. It really is.
So,
yeah. And you look at the Cowboys, like you're playing the Cowboys, you look at them, their whole offensive line is there. Yeah. Right? I know they lost Tyron Smith at the beginning of the year, but their draft pick is playing well at left tackle.
Yeah.
The rest of the line is there. The defensive line is there. Their linebackers are there. Their star corner is there. They lost one guy, Jordan Lewis, their nickelback. Their safeties are there. They lost Zeke a few games. Tony Pollard's there.
Better. Tony Pollard's better anyway.
I know they lost Dak beginning of the year. They got him back. You know, and Cooper Rush played pretty well.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, you know, the Giants just decimated with injuries again. You know, again. And they don't have the roster depth to to overcome. Will it catch up to them now, Jerry? That's the feeling you get. It's going to really catch up to them now.
That's the feeling. Yep.
You know, that's the feeling, dude, around the bill. I'm telling you. Yeah. I don't care what anybody said. The feeling now is like, well, what's that expression, Jerry? The chickens are coming home to roost.
There
what's
it
that?
Is. Nice.
Well, you hate to say it, but, you know, you kind of get that sense that maybe that's going to start to happen now. But.
Yeah.
They're still a well-coached team, bro. They still have offensive minds and know how to attack a defense. And they still have 26, okay?
Yeah.
And they still have, Daniel and all that. I'm not saying that Daniel's such a big difference maker, but they still have the starting quarterback. They still got Barkley and Slayton, even though he had a couple of drops yesterday, still is doing some things.
Can you think Hodges can be something here, Chris? Do you like him?
No.
Okay.
Do I like him? Yeah, he's all right, but no, I don't. I don't think he's a long term. Okay. I don't.
Oh, there goes that.
The long term, Jerry. The long term answers are probably
not on our team,
not on his roster yet.
Right.
You know,
right.
So, hey, that gives him a shot. You know, coaching will always give you a shot, and you have to, say, okay, these guys are going to come up with something to keep this game close. That's what you have to hope for, dude.
I just want to get through this one, relatively. Healthy as they are right now, get some reserves back and then get ready in 10 days to play a very important, maybe the most important game of the year against Washington, because that's going to be those two games, guys. I don't care now. You cannot split those. You have to win both of those games because it's going to come down to that. You don't want to leave it in anyone else's hands. You got to win those two. But anyway, listen, we got to get out. We got to play Dallas this week, and let's do the anything else you want to cover on this game, or are we good and we can get to our picks?
No, I think we covered it all.
Yeah,
I think so. That's it.
Yeah.
So,
have all
to
right,
listen
so,
to those, you know, those loud, obnoxious fans on Thanksgiving Day in Dallas.
It's going to be awful. Yeah, and then all the Dallas fans in your lives will be texting you because they learned how to use their phones again. They're going to be texting you. They were very quiet for about a week or so, and here we go. So, hang in there, Giant fans.
And then the weekend will probably top it off when Odell signs over there.
I should ask you that. Is that
not that I really care about that? I gotta be honest with you, but I'm just saying.
If you had to guess, do you think you know where he's leaning?
Dallas, I would say Dallas.
Yeah. All right. Sweet. The hits just keep on coming. So we are tied now. We are tied.
Woo! Battle.
We had three different, and I got two of them. I got the Patriots. And the Falcons, and you got the Eagles. So those are three different games. I picked the Colts. All right. By the way, Zach Wilson. My God, dude. Really? You feel responsible? Nah, we're good.
You know, Jerry's pretty funny, too. And this is for Evan Roberts. I know Evan, always listens to the podcast, and, we always thank him for that. Evan Roberts at WFAN. Evan, I hate to tell you, but somebody whispered in my ear yesterday that half the locker room can't stand Zach Wilson, man.
Oh, that's interesting.
That he's not liked in that locker room, dude.
Yeah.
Right. Pretty reliable source told me that yesterday. It's kind of, if you look at Twitter, it's kind of leaking out a little bit, right? It's kind of like...
Well, Sauce Gardner liked the tweet and then said, I didn't mean to like it. And look, I've been there. I've been there where I scroll and I fat finger a heart and people are like, how could you like that tweet? And like, guys, I didn't mean to like it. I apologize. So that has happened, but I thought that was interesting. So,
Yeah, and you know, you see the receivers, even rookies like Garrett Wilson. I mean, who should really shut up? You're just a rookie, dude. But you know, they're always coming out complaining about this and that, and you know, and I really heard this yesterday that when he said when somebody asked him about, you know, you take a responsibility off, and he was like, no, you know, and I heard that really didn't go over well.
Even the way he said no, just that irks me if I'm a defensive player, dude. If I'm anything associated with that organization, like, oh, come on, Zach.
Now I understand, you know, the heat of the moment. I actually know the guy who asked that question. I know Zach doesn't like him.
That's funny.
I know Zach's not a big fan of Connor Hughes. That's a guy Zach looked at, you could just tell the way Wilson was looking at him when he was asking that question. He was like, does not like him at all. And that's why. So what's going to happen is that he knows the defense is pissed about that. And I'm sure he's going to get his teammates today, Zach Wilson. Hey, listen, you know, I didn't mean it like that. He did a moment. You know. But the point being, I could tell you this, is that he's not a real favorite in that locker room with a lot of Jet players.
Yeah.
So we'll see. That's their problem. Evan Roberts, that's for you, buddy.
Yeah,
I'm sure you heard it yourself.
I'm glad you brought up Evan, because he was very cantankerous Friday. It must have been the Giant fans calling him, but like he was, picked against the Giants, rightly so. But he's again, blowout. We're gonna talking about blowout in New England, and I don't know.
Evan was talking about blowing out the Patriots?
Him or Beningo? I may be mixing up with their Saturday morning show. I was listening to him. Right. And I thought it was like they were predicting like a big win for the Jets, and even though they had beaten them 13 times. But it seemed like Evan was not in a – I don't say – love Evan, but I don't say he was in a bad mood Friday. But I think a lot of Giant fans were just getting on his nerves all day. So I get that. I get when the other fans basically –
I didn't know. I didn't hear it. Okay. So, that's interesting, though.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, Evan, you listened to the podcast. I had your Jets too. Yeah. I didn't think it was going to be a blowout. I thought it was going to be a close one. But I had your Jets too, and you could easily win that game.
Yeah,
you
know, I thought it was a coin flip, but now it's, 14 straight for the Pats. So that's why I had the Pats, just because until they beat them, I forget it. And look at the way they
Jerry,
lost.
Jerry, that was a wise move, Jerry, because that was a lot of people thinking, well, you know what? Until the Jets beat them, I'm going to New England. That was a lot of people thinking that, and rightfully so, and you guys were right.
14 straight.
I just thought it was the Jets' time. Like, it's got to end sooner or later. I thought it was going to be their time, but I was wrong.
Well, I think the Jets are better. That's the thing. The Jets are better, except at quarterback. That's what it is.
Oh, the Jets got a good team, but their quarterback right now is hurting them. No question about it.
It's unreal.
He's got to step up in big games, and he's not doing it, you know.
All right, Thanksgiving Day, first game, Bills at Lions. You believe in Dan Campbell? You're crying again? Always crying, Dan. Congrats. I'm sorry. Just aggravating.
I like the Bills.
Yeah, me too. I hope the Bills stomp a mud hole in the Lions on Thanksgiving. Patriots at Vikings. Thursday night, Thanksgiving Eve, or not Eve, Thanksgiving night.
Yeah, Patriots at Vikings. Thanksgiving night. Yeah, yeah, I like the Vikes to rebound. I know New England's 6-4, but they just can't move the ball. I think that Minnesota responds, and I think they beat New England. That game's at Minnesota, right, Jerry?
Yeah, yeah, I'll go with the Vikings.
Yeah, I like Minnesota.
After the Pats returned that kick, Dave Portnoy tweeted, Mac Jones just wins games.
He's funny, that boy. Really.
That's great. 1 o'clock Sunday, Texans at Dolphins. Dolphins at home, right?
Yeah.
Your Bengals, 1 o'clock at
my
Titans.
Bengals
at Titans. That's a good one. Titans, you know, Titans surprised both of us, huh? With that one.
Yeah, I tell you, Mike Vrabel's a hell of a coach, dude. Yeah. You know what? The Bengals right now are favorite in this game in Tennessee. I picked the Bengals a lot, but you know what, dude? They're getting some outside receiver help now with the kid Burks. I like Tennessee at home, man.
I agree. I love the way they play.
A little rematch, right, Jerry? A little playoff rematch.
Yep.
If Tannehill doesn't throw a pick on the first ball to my boy Jesse Bates, they'll win this game. I like Tennessee.
What, our boy, what, Eli Apple, right?
Anyway. I think Eli did have one, right, that game?
Yeah. Broncos at Panthers. Broncos. Oh, my God. I'm going with the Panthers at home, baby.
I'm going with Carolina at home. I'm with you, man.
Yeah.
The Broncos, I mean, losing that game at home against a disastrous Raiders, that is an ugly loss, dude.
Really
I'm going
is.
With the Panthers. You know what? The Panthers played hard yesterday. They lost a tough one. Yeah. I'm going with Carolina, man.
I agree. Bears at Jets.
Even with that buffoon Mayfield. Yeah.
I know, right? He really is a buffoon. Bears at Jets. This is going to be a good game, dude. I'll go first on this one. I'm interested to see how Zach Wilson plays in this one. And I want to see if any of this carries over to that game. You know what, dude? I'm going to go with the Bears on the road. I don't believe it. I think Wilson is weak. I think he has a lot of false bravado. And Dan Orlovsky undressed him in film today. I mean, if Dan's right, this is it's incredible that he doesn't think Wilson knew that player is that familiar with things. And I'm going to go with the Bears, dude. I'm going to go with the Bears on the road.
Okay, so I think the Jets will do exactly what they did against Buffalo. After the New England game, he threw three picks. They came back and he played pretty well against Buffalo. But he was just like a game manager.
Yes,
they ran the ball well, and their defense was all over Buffalo. I think that's what's going to happen again because the Jets' defense is legit, dude.
Very
legit.
Good. Yeah,
and I think they'll do enough to get the fields. I think their defense will set them up. I think Wilson will just like that, be like that manager. They'll run the ball. I like the Jets at home.
And like you said, Sauce Gardner isn't just best corner rookie. He's a rookie corner. He may be one of the best corners in the league, dude.
I mean, I'm not going to argue that, brother.
Ridiculous. No.
And DJ Reed, his boy on the other side, is playing at a Pro Bowl level himself. Yeah. And look, you saw what they did yesterday. And their front seven's pretty good. They could get to the court. I just think their defense will do enough. Wilson will manage it enough. But Jerry, if they lose this game to the 3-8 Bears, or 3-7 Bears, whatever they are now, and Wilson doesn't play well, dude, it's going to get ugly around Jets world. But I expect the Jets to win this game at home.
It's going to be interesting to see what the Jets do with Wilson if it goes south. Anyway, we'll see. Still 1 o'clock, Falcons at Commanders. Oh, I got to ride the hot hand. The Washington Commanders are alive and well, unfortunately, and, look good. So, different team with Taylor Heineke, guys.
I think this game, and they might get Chase Young back. Yeah. So he could get him some snaps in there in that rotation, because obviously he's not going to play 60 snaps. But I like Washington too, man.
Yep. Buccaneers at Browns.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Tampa, Jerry.
Me too. Bucks on the road.
Tampa's still a talented squad. They've won two in a row. Brady's divorced, so he's thinking about his football, all that stuff. So I like Tampa.
You wonder if Brady makes out in that, because I think she makes way more money than he does. I don't know. Ravens.
I'm sure they'll both pay the electric bill next month.
Yeah, right. Ravens at Jags. I'll go Ravens.
I'm going to go with both of them. Going to go with the Ravens, yeah.
4 o'clock now. Raiders at Seahawks. The disaster. Raiders at the Seahawks. I'll go Seahawks at home.
Yep, I agree.
Chargers at Cardinals.
They might get Mike Williams. Chargers once again, shoot themselves in the foot. But I think who are they playing against, Jerry? I'm sorry.
At Cardinals.
Cardinals, yeah. Oh, I don't know if Kyle. Yeah, I'll go with the Chargers.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to go Chargers on the road. Absolutely. Saints at 49ers. I'll go the 49ers at home.
Yes, okay. I agree.
Saints had a nice one yesterday. Rams at Chiefs. Chiefs at home. That's an easy one.
Yeah.
Sunday night, Packers at Eagles, Chris.
Yeah. I like the Eagles, bro.
Yeah, me too.
I just don't see it with the Packers. That loss last week, that loss Thursday, 4-6, at home against Tennessee at the end of their season. I like the Eagles.
I thought the game for them to be had was yesterday with the Colts. They won it. I like the Eagles as well. I like the Eagles to really blow out this is going to be like a 20-point win type of game.
Mm.
Monday night, Steelers at Colts.
I'll go with the Colts.
Colts at home. I'm going to go Tomlin.
You're thinking about it.
Steelers on the road. I'm going to go Tomlin. Always seems to just be in – and credit another dude who's a freaking ridiculous coach. No matter what happens to them, they're in games all the time. Yeah, they lost to the Bengals, but they were in that game. And
sure.
It's an amazing coaching job by him. And finally, 4:30 on Thanksgiving, Chris. Giants and Cowboys. Who do you like, buddy, in this one?
I hate to say it, but I just don't see it. I like the Cowboys. I like the Cowboys by like a 31-14 game.
Yeah.
31-17, right around there. Especially with these injuries, dude, short turnaround, Thanksgiving, fired up Cowboy crowd, fired up Cowboy team, coming off an impressive win. They're feeling really good. I just don't see it, dude. I just don't see the Giants pulling this out.
Yeah, me neither. I think we both feel the same way. It was pretty obvious, guys. I think it's going to be that type of a game, too. The Cowboys may even score more. Maybe like a 37-17 type of game. The Giants are undermanned, and I thought they were undermanned in week 3 when they played them, and now they are ridiculously undermanned in week 12. This is... I just hope they can keep it close. I hope they don't turn the ball over too much. Give yourselves a chance to win, but yeah, I'm looking at the Cowboys by 20 in this one, dude. So,
yeah, I'm not going to argue with you, Jerry. Hopefully we're both way off and keep this a game and get some turnovers and, like you said, shorten the field a little bit and get the running game going. Third and shorts, that's the only way you're going to really win this game, because if it's 3rd and 6, 3rd and 7s, they're going to get destroyed, dude.
Yep, absolutely.
They're going to get destroyed, dude, you know?
Yep, yeah.
Look, Dak is not Joe Namath, bro. I mean, Dan Marino, you know, he'll turn the ball over, so try to get some turnovers, man. You know, it's tough. They got no corners either, dude. You're going to have to go with Flott and Rodarius Williams, you know, guys like that, you know?
McLeod, right?
And McLeod is another kid that's going to get in there, you know? Donnie Holmes, who's playing pretty well, Donnie Holmes. I give him that. He's playing pretty well, Donnie.
Yeah.
You know, it's just going to be quite a challenge, man. Quite a challenge. You know? Obviously, no McKinney yet, and, you know, and they're going to have the kid Belton back there with Julian. And look, Jerry, you know, if they were getting to the quarterback, I would say, okay, listen, you know, we're getting to the, but they're not getting to the quarterback either, you know?
No.
And so I'm sorry. If there's a breaking out party, Jerry, break for Thibodeau, you hope it's this Thursday, dude, because they're going to need a guy like that to dominate up front, get some sacks, get a strip sack, stuff like that. And Thibodeau, you know, has been quiet, man. He just has the one sack, and he's not even getting really near the quarterback the last few games and all that. So, and now you're going against Terrence Steele. You know, you're going to go against the kid, Tyler Smith, on the other side. And sorry, folks, I just don't see it. Me and Jerry hope we're wrong, as usual.
Yeah,
I shouldn't say as usual, but hope we're wrong. Yeah. But I just don't see it, dude.
Yeah, well said, dude. It is what it is. It's tough sledding at this point.
Yeah.
All right, guys, enjoy Thanksgiving, and to order a subscription. And you know what? We'll be back Friday, right? We'll probably be back Friday.
Yeah, we got the recap.
We'll do it Friday, so.
Yeah. So enjoy Thanksgiving, everybody. Enjoy the holiday. The holiday season's here.
Yep.
It's a great football season still, 7-3. I understand coming off the loss. I understand the challenges ahead, but it's still a season at Thanksgiving. We haven't said that in a while, Mr. Foley,
That's right.
So,
it's been a long time.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. You might be throwing up some turkey and mashed potatoes around 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock Thursday. But at least you have something to look forward to in these holidays, dude. No matter what, Jerry.
Yes.
Each game.
Right.
December going into the New Year's, Christmas, all that crap. You have football to look forward to instead of just saying, yeah, no, we're playing out the string. It's done, you know, so that's one good thing.
And it's funny. I'm not looking past an opponent because I think we're going to win. I'm looking past an opponent because that Washington game is going to be absolutely a monster game in 10 days, 10 days from Thursday. So, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. That's why they line them up and play them, guys. You never know. All right, guys, to order a subscription to The Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com and go to Magster for a digital subscription. That's M-A-G-Z-T-E-R. All right, guys, remember, Thursdays are Giant Days. Take care, everybody.
Take care.